Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and we have a special treat this morning. We've got Brad Young in studio. You're filling in for Amy a little bit later this morning?
I am. I'll be here through 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, as you know, Brad is our KMOX legal analyst. He's a partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. And one of the cases that I want to talk with you about today is Roundup Weed Killer. It's in the news again. Apparently, the Trump administration is backing the company's bid to curb the lawsuits that have come against Roundup. So why is the federal government weighing in on something like this?
Well, first of all, Megan, as you know, this is a local interest story because Bayer bought Monsanto back in, I believe, 2017. So this affects us locally. And up to date, there's currently 67,000 pending lawsuits against Bayer over Roundup. They've already paid out $10 billion. And what we have here is over the entire United States, there have been lawsuits in multiple states alleging that Bayer, Monsanto failed to place warnings that were greater warnings than what was required under federal law, because these company or the individual plaintiffs are suing under state laws. And they're saying there should be additional warnings placed on this. And Bayer, Monsanto's failure to place those additional warnings means that they have liability. The problem with that is federal law preempts state law when it comes to labeling and warnings. So because of all of these judgments across the country, Bayer is asking the Supreme Court to take this case to make a consistent ruling that will apply across the country. The Trump administration has backed that effort, and I believe Bayer's stock rose 14% yesterday on the announcement that the Trump administration is seeking judicial review by the Supreme Court.
Are there any past cases similar that would give us an indication of how this might go?
There are some key cases. In fact, back just a year ago, there was a state law case of Schaffner versus Monsanto that said the preemption applies. And what that means is that states cannot require companies to have warnings or labeling that is greater than what is required under federal law. That's what's called preemption. When the federal government says this is good enough, then states can't require more than what the federal government has already required.
So if the U.S. Supreme Court says, hey, you know, the federal law stands, what would it mean for some of those previous judgments?
Well, the previous judgments that are on appeal would be subject to whatever the Supreme Court has said. Now, through today, Monsanto Bayer has already paid out $10 billion in settlements. Those would not be affected because those claims have been resolved. But regarding the 67,000 pending cases, in those cases, a Supreme Court decision would absolutely impact those. It would probably strip many of these lawsuits of their ability to move forward because they're based on primarily state law, not federal law.
Ultimately, what's this mean for consumers?
What this means for consumers is this. It means that if people have or suspect that they may be susceptible to getting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, then obviously they shouldn't be using these products regardless of the labeling. However, what it means is if someone does get or develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and they have a history of using Roundup, they may not have lawsuits, certainly wouldn't under state law if the Supreme Court decides that preemption applies here.
Okay, let's move on to our next case quickly. The U.S. Supreme Court, again, diving into a copyright dispute between Cox Communication and record labels. What are the facts of this case?
Well, Sony is suing both for record labels and also for movies because there's massive copyright infringement going on. People are downloading movies. People are downloading music. It all violates copyright laws. And so Sony has chosen to sue Cox Communications, one of the largest internet service providers, and say you're not doing enough to stop it. Cox Communications' position is we can't turn off internet. For example, if one person is in a university dormitory who's doing it, you can't terminate the internet connection for every student in the dormitory if one person is doing it. So this is a clash here because right now there is a $1 billion judgment against Cox Communications, and this will really set the precedent. How far do internet companies have to go to stop copyright infringement?
I'm assuming like Cox is probably arguing we're just the conduit. Like it's your job to go after these people.
Correct. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, it actually provides a liability shield for internet service providers. But Sony's alleging you're not doing enough to stop this rampant copyright infringement. And they got a $1 billion judgment in a lower court. So the Supreme Court here will determine what must internet companies do to protect copyright laws.
So based on that, how could this impact internet users?
Well, it could impact internet users in one way in particular. If the Supreme Court upholds this $1 billion judgment, then this could directly impact people because internet service providers would then be a condition to terminate internet access if there's an allegation of copyright infringement. So if you have a teenager living in the basement and he's downloading movies online, you could, as a family, lose your entire internet access if the court upholds this $1 billion judgment.
All right, Brad, thank you so much. Good to see you. And again, folks can hear you this morning on the Chris and Amy Show.
Looking forward to it.
All right, that is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Young, and Kaiser in studio with us this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.